This is Andrew Duggan's 1981 Mercedes running on diesel. And this is Duggan's same 1981 Mercedes running on vegetable oil. Duggan's the chief mechanic at the neighborhood garage in Southend. He's my mechanic. And he's known around town as the guy who works on vehicles that run on veg.
You use two tanks, one for your normal diesel and then one for your vegetable oil.
That's different than biodiesel, which is a chemical mix of organic materials that goes directly into a diesel tank. Instead, he's got a 20-gallon fuel tank in his trunk. It's filled with vegetable oil, and it looks like it's covered in an emergency blanket.
The reason it looks like it's covered in tinfoil is because it's actually insulation. The whole key of running the two-tank vegetable oil system is you have to put heat into the oil.
Let's jump in. Let's go for a ride.
So we're lucky today. When the temperature goes up, it's easier to get onto vegetable oil.
We roll out of the parking lot on diesel. Once the oil heats up to about 100 degrees, it'll flow like diesel, and the engine can burn it. We drive for about 5 minutes, and then Duggan pushes a button that shuts the diesel tank and opens the flow of vegetable oil to the engine.
So did you just switch over?
We just switched over. It takes about 30 seconds or so before we're fully on vegetable oil.
Are we going to feel it happen?
No, you won't.
We'll smell it happen.
We'll smell it happen when we slow down. When you come to stoplights, you usually get a little bit of a backdraft. Not necessarily like anything in general, but it just smells like fried cooking, I guess. You'll think somebody's frying chicken or somebody's making some wontons, but you won't be able to pinpoint it. Then you'll be like, oh, that's the car.
Duggan says you lose a bit of power and a bit of fuel economy, although he's not sure how much, because he's also turned the Mercedes from a four-cylinder to a five-cylinder, and he's added a manual transmission.
But unfortunately, because of that, I don't know what my fuel mileage is. But at this point, I really don't care what my fuel mileage is either, because I'm not paying for fuel.
He converted his car about 3 years ago, and he estimates there are roughly 24 of these vehicles in Charlotte. He's installed 8 or 9 himself.
Anything from the Mercedes diesels to school buses, trucks, motorhomes.
Who have you done school buses for?
Well, school buses for a couple people. A lot of people take the school bus and then make it into an RV and get them pretty cheaply. So it's a good, cheap RV.
That's the main attraction of vegetable oil. It's cheap. And it's far cleaner burning than regular diesel. That's the reason Andrew Wilson says he got into it. Opie, as he's called, raises earthworms, keeps bees, brews his own beer, and he drives an old diesel Ford F-350 the size of a tank. He admits his choice in fuel also helps his pocketbook.
Well, this truck only gets about 12 miles to the gallon. So, I mean, it's not a very fuel-efficient type deal. It is with vegetable oil because of the capacity that I can hold. But if I had to drive around on diesel, I'd be broke. It's four-something dollars a gallon.
Opie drives his truck for a living, but says he spends only about $60 a month on diesel in the summer. The rest of his fuel he gets free from local restaurants. But that's also the catch of this operation. Driving on vegetable oil takes effort. Andy Duggan says people usually band together in small groups to collect, filter, and store the oil. And they have to find restaurants where they can pick up oil.
Asian restaurants, as a general rule of thumb, will always have the best oil. They use it almost once and then they're done. Whereas your soul food cooking places will have the nastiest oil. And you'll have to pick out big parts of chicken and fried pieces of everything to actually use the oil.
I go with Opie on two pickups. First, we head to Harvest Moon Grill in Uptown, and we pass a fellow vegetable oiler on the way.
That's one of my buddies that ride vegetable oil. You can tell because he's got a nice little Mercedes.
At the restaurant, we walk right into the back where the chefs set aside 3 5-gallon buckets for him.
Right there. Thank you so much.
No problem.
We lift them out, take them to the truck, and we're on our way.
What do you say that took? 3 minutes?
What was that?
I said, what do you think that took?
Oh,
like 2 minutes?
Maybe.
The next stop is Tiber Creek Brewery in South End, and it's a little more work. We dolly a sloshing drum filled with 70 gallons of dirty, used vegetable oil to the truck, and then pump the oil into another barrel that's on the truck bed. Opie holds the PVC tubing in the used oil, while I keep the pump secure on the truck, and that's to avoid the messy, hands-on experience Andy Duggan had.
I remember we were out collecting vegetable oil once, and our main pump fell out of the tank. It fell out of the tank, and we were trying to hold the hose back into it, but we couldn't get to it fast enough, so it became a geyser of vegetable oil, and it doused about probably 3 or 4 people head to toe. And then it started to rain right soon after that, so everybody was covered in vegetable oil and sliding around in the rain. That was a fun day.
There are no oil geysers during our collection, and it takes about 3 minutes of pumping. Opie takes the oil back to his house, pops the lid off, and we pour it into one of three 100-gallon storage containers in his backyard. It's enough to power the truck for about 800 miles. And that's how you run your vehicle on kitchen ingredients. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.